حي على الصلاة.
اللهم المقام المحمود الذي وعدت إنك أنت خير الميعاد. رضينا بالله ربنا بالإسلام دينا وسنة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا وصحبه. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، نثني عليه الخير كله، نعبده ولا نشركه ولا نكفره، ونترك ونخلع كل من يكفره ويزجره. اللهم إياك نعبد ولك نصلي ونسجد وإليك نسعى ونحفد، نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك، إن عذابك الجد بالكفار ملحق. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة شهد بها لنفسه في كتابه، فقال عز من قال: إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري، إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومعلمنا وقائدنا وأسوتنا رسول الخير سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين ومن اقتفى أثره واتبع هداه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. سيدي يا رسول الله، اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد في الأولين، وصلي على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين، وصلي على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين، صلاة ترضى بها عنا بذرة شرا يرى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز. Testified the Prophet Muhammad peace and blessings upon him, he is the final and the last messenger. I advise myself before you all to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised all of us, warned all of us with his noble words in his glory book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of iman, people of faith, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that he should be feared, and do not die except in submission to him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to grant all of us the good end in this life and the good end in hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, and he says, people of iman, people of taqwa, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him or her to speak the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them that he will rectify their actions and their affairs. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whomsoever obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, indeed he will achieve the winners and the success of this life and the success of hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among them. Allahumma ameen. To proceed, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as you all may observe the title of the khutbah through and across the three shifts by the imams of IRs, that was titled after love shouldn't hurt. despite all the facts and the challenges that the Ummah faced now and today and yesterday and a year ago, we've been talking about so many topics, regardless of what happened in Gaza and now what's happening in Lebanon and what's happening in the whole entire Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the sufferings, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Allahumma ameen. And to make it easy for all of us, last khutbah also I reflected on the consequences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this tyrant people and make it easy for all of us. Allahumma ameen. But today, inshallah ta'ala, I shifted a little bit to this title because لَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ الْعَامْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ الْخَاصِ. The general matters will not be straight until you have the specific matter fixed first. And specifically, we're talking about our homes and our individuals, our matters with our spouses, with due respect to those who have some challenges in their house, in their lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Allahumma ameen. When someone come to you and he's seeking marriage, or someone who's planning to get married, or someone who's been married for several years, decades, and so on and so forth, you can name the time, whatever you want. 5 years of marriage, 6 years of marriage, 20 years of marriage, being single for some time, being married and being divorced, and so on and so forth. Despite this, is no one will go out of this circle. Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his time and his companions, they have their own challenges, they have their own problems. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam supported himself and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down to fix these problems. And that's why Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always is the book of guidance, and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a second source of guidance for the believers, for all of us to contemplate and to reflect and to draw the lesson from. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Ar-Rum, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. When we conduct any marriages here, and you see someone who conducting marriages here, they highlight the fundamentals of relationship between the spouses. And the relationship, how should it goes and how it should be reflected in our homes. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Now we have known this translation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created for all of us, from among us, as spouses, so we can find the tranquility and peace. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala precisely, he says the sukna, that you find in it, in that place, which is the relationship between you and your spouse, and vice versa, between the wife and the husband. The husband should find that sukna, that tranquility, that peace, and the wife should find that tranquility and that peace. Again, despite that we have challenges, how we are going to fix these challenges, this is how we are going to explain through the khutbah to the end, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. Allahumma ameen. It is very emotional topic. It's a very tough topic to address. It might not please in some of the sisters, not might please in some of the brothers. But this is the reality, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and addressed it to all of us, and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, and how we take and extract the lesson from it. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So the fundamentals or the pillars of any relationship based on مَوَدَّةً and رَحْمَةً, compassion and love. You may betray it, you may not focus on it, you may have problems to practice them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one created you and your spouse, and He placed that مَوَدَّةً Ar-Rahmah between all of you. And we have some challenges, and the big challenges among the challenge that we face is the shayateen. And the biggest enemies that we all know that who differentiate between and separate between the spouses when the problems comes, the shaitan is there always to make this situation always on fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. But we have to recognize and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed it according to the mawaddah, the compassion, the love and the mercy. And this is an ayah for us, a miracle for us to reflect upon it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the ayah, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, in it, a significant miracle, a sign for all of us to reflect upon it, to ponder upon it. That mawadda and the rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place in our lives when we start having this beautiful relationship with our spouses. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set the goal and advised his ummah and his followers and his companions, and he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خيركم خيركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best one is among you is the best one to his family, and I'm the best one to my family. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with a lot of challenges with his spouses. Some of them very supportive, some of them they have the natural jealousy, ghira, animosity, and so on and so forth. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to advise and address these problems with full passion and wisdom. And we have to learn it from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you sit in the masjid and you receive a call from certain couples, or a certain wife or a certain husband comes to you, I need to seek help, I have a problems, my husband is not listening to me. That's a very silly question or situation that caused some marriages to be destroyed or to be ending with divorce. That my husband is not listening to me. My husband is not spending some time with me. I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to everyone in this beautiful congregation. You can actually, statistically, some of the marriages, when you're not giving attention to it, it actually end up to separation. He's not giving me to full attention. He's not listening to me. And look what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to deal with his spouses and listening to them and the value their opinions. However, the marriage was not belonging to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listening attentively, listening with compassion and love, and at the end of it, he gave his opinion according to the story that he loved, he listened to. When you listen to Aisha radiallahu anha, mashallah, for the past few years, there is a series about the 11 spouses who came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came to Hadith ibn Muzarah. The 11 spouses that will complain about their spouses. Aisha said the story to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to go through the story because that's not my topic. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening to her. And he is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a lot of things in his life, daily life, to do with his community and with his ummah. But he still used to listen to Aisha radiallahu anha. Even you have to actually check on your spouse and give her the attention by listening to her and value any story that she will mention it to you. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I will tell you a very similar or very small story that reflects in the words that I'm saying. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered to his house and he find his spouse playing with a toy, with a game. And among these toys, a horse that has two wings in it. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, what is this? What is this horse? Do you think that horse has any wings in it? Does the horse have any wings? She said, don't you know that Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam has a horse that has wings in it? She didn't know anything about Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. She was not exist. She was not born when she heard about Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. What the conversation was. She told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Don't you the one who told me about this?" She reminded him, look at the conversation that happened between the two spouses. Listening and respecting the conversation and back and forth replying to each other with respect. And someone come to his spouse and said, "Do not talk to me. I have my full day was full of problems and challenges." And so on and so forth. Sometimes when we talk to our brothers, the sister get offended. Where is our, only the brother knows the rights. But where is our rights? And when we talk about the sisters, the brother complain. And so on and so forth. You have to have the balance between the relationship, how to give the rights. And the Islam addressed this from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to mention this beautiful hadith. And how Islam addressed this beautiful situation. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا إِنَّ عَلَى نِسَائِكُمْ أَلَا إِنَّ لَكُمْ عَلَى نِسَائِكُمْ حَقَّ وَلِنِسَائِكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَقَّ. Each one of them, each one of us, they have the rights upon each other's. أَلَا إِنَّ لَكُمْ عَلَى نِسَائِكُمْ حَقَّ. That your spouse have the rights over you. And for your spouse, your wife, they have the rights over you. فَأَمَّا حَقُّكُمْ عَلَى نِسَائِكُمْ. The rights for your spouse. فَلَا يَطِئْنَ فَرْشَكُمْ مَنْ تَكْرَهُونَ. None will come to your house that you don't like. You hated that for them to come to your house. وَلَا يَأَذَنَّ فِي بِيُوتِكُمْ لِمَنْ تَقْرَهُونَ. And you do not give the permission for those you told them do not invite this person to come here. They have to listen to you. السَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَ. You have consulted with them and tell them, I don't like this such situation to happen in my house. They have to listen to. This is among the rights. أَلَا وَحَقُّهُنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. And their rights, your rights upon them. فِي كِسْوَتِهِنَّ وَطَعَامِهِنَّ. And the hadith continue. The nafaqa, spend upon them. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I look at my clock right in front of me. This topic is huge. I'm not going to cover the whole situation that related to the spouse challenges in our ummah and so on and so forth. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen and to make this beautiful talk is reflecting upon our homes and our spouses. Allahumma ameen. Domestic violence. What we call it here in America, this is the month of domestic violence and how we protect ourselves from the domestic violence. Domestic violence, والاضطهاد الأسري باللغة العربية, with the language that we understand. You may abuse your spouse by small words. You may abuse your husband with small words. You may abuse your child by not giving them your rights or their rights. This abuse, and we call this person abuser if he brought that violation to their houses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Allahumma ameen. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَشَرِّ النَّاسِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَةً. Among the most worst people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الرَّجُلُ يَفْضِي إِلَى امْرَأَتِهِ وَتَفْضِي إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ يَنْشُرُ سِرَّهَا. She comes to complain to you about her secrets, telling you about her privacy, all of the things that go on in her lives. And when problems happen, she goes out and spread all of what my husband do in his life. And the same thing, the spouses, when they come together, women, when they come together, my husband did and did and did. Why we go outside? These violations should not be outside your room. Should not go outside. Oh, I talk to my husband, I talk to my son, I talk to, and so on and so forth. And you keep announcing, spreading all the news. أَشَرُّ النَّاسِ مَنْزِلَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Among the most worst people, those who goes out and spreading their home secrets, home matters. Protect your house by being silent and being quiet. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us, to protect our spouses and our children. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azeem li wa lakum. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى محمد نبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه من اقتفى. I will conclude with the last story from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Hadith. He says, Aisha radiallahu anha says, we were gathering with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there are a lot of people outside of the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waiting for them to get the permission to enter to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house. فجاء أبو بكر فأذن له فدخل. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is the best companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came to seek permission to enter to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the permission to enter to his house. ثم جاء عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, and he seek permission, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed him to enter to his house. فوجده زوجاته يجلسن حول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسألهن النفقة. The spouses of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as we all know, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم married Aisha, Hafsa, Umm Salama, and so on and so forth. The spouses of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم gather in front of him and sit in front of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم يسألهن النفقة. He's seeking the provision from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to give them what they are going to spend and buy whatever they need. فقال أبو بكر, shall I go and punish Aisha for what she asking for, what you don't have? Shall I, Umar ibn al-Khattab says, shall I go and punish Hafsa of what she's asking you for what you don't have? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left them in that situation without saying, I'm going to divorce you, I have a problem with you, I'm going to fight with you. He left them. You have to have the time, give yourself the time to contemplate on the situation and how you are going to deal with the situation when your spouse beg you about money. Give me, you don't give me anything. I need to go buy this, I need to go to buy that, and so on and so forth. I don't have money. I don't have to give you what I have to supposed to be giving you. You have to be patient with each other. We have to understand the situation. And we're not giving our spouses and let them carry what is going to burden them. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam isolated the situation until that verse came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu kulli azwajik. إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا. إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا, if you are really seeking the pleasure of this life, come, I will give you whatever you ask him for. We have to value our lives. We have to sit with our spouse and talk with them, listen to them, respect them. ما أكرمهن إلا كريم ولا أهانهن إلا لئيم. Those who are being generous to their spouse, it's from their generosity. ولا أهانهن إلا لئيم, and those who put them down, this person have no dignity and no respect. There are too many things going in our lives. The key to it, if you have the wisdom and the patience to deal with the situation. And then another situation, another story. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him, Ya Rasulullah, inna imra'ati badhi'atul lisan. She's a very insulted person. She always say bad words. She always criticized me. You know what was the response to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qala talliqa, divorce her. Qala inna li minha waladan wa laha suhba. I have a child from her. And she have a good company and good family and so on and so forth. A Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to be patient with him. We reach that level that some of us live in the family just because they have children among each other. However, we protect our families based on the love and the compassion and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sabr. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنْ أَحْبَبْتَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا فَاصْبِرْ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهَا وَإِنْ كَرِهْتَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا فَاشْكُرْ لَهَا فَضْلَهَا. أو فيما معنى الحديث أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث mean that you have to value the good moments that you spend with your spouse and you recognize them. If she is being harmful, if she's being bad person to you, recognize all the good memories that you have spent together. Do not only highlight the bad stuff. And the same thing for our sisters. As you may face a difficult person, a stubborn person, but remember, he's been a good time with you as well. He's been kind to you, he's been patient with you, he supported you, and so on and so forth. إِنْ أَحْبَبْتَ شَيْئًا وَكَرَهْتَ الْآخَرَ فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا تُحِبُّ وَالْفَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا تَكْرَهُ. Be patient with all these bad moments. This is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he dealt with his spouses in his house. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. Indeed, in the good example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a path for us to follow. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who follow the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the tranquility and peace in our houses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this suffering from the ummah. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yansur ikhwana al-mustadafina fi masharik al-ard wa magharibiha. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuyassir alayna ma yassarahu li ahli ta'atihi wa ahli mahabbatihi. Innahu ala ma yashau qadir. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat. Al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana innaka sami'un qaribun mujibu da'awat. اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا فإنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا وارحمنا وارحم موتانا. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فاجعل كيده في نحره, ومن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وحد صفنا ولم شملنا, اللهم وحد صفنا ولم شملنا, وارزقنا كلمة الإخلاص يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. Before I leave, inshallah ta'ala, the social welfare collection donation online, just for the hurricane of the hurricane Helene that came, and subhanallah, there's another hurricanes that came, but Helene, because of our community suffering in North Carolina, specifically in Asheville Muslim community, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for them. Allahumma ameen. And also, as we strive to maintain our beloved masjid, this is a duty among all of us. It's a responsibility for all of us. Asking for your donation to generate fund. Your contribution play a vital role in an important and crucial role ensuring our space remain clean and applying and function for all the time. Every donation, big or small, makes a difference. Please drop your donation on your way out in the masjid or in the lobby or at the door, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala, join us tonight for the important discussion, Love Should Inherit, Health Awareness is a proud to present impactful talk and featuring estimated speakers Imam Saif and Dr. Shaheed, inshallah, Sayyid Ma'roof. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Dr. Ma'roof, Dr. Fahad Sayyid and Sister Maryam Abdul Rahim tonight, inshallah ta'ala, at 7 o'clock. This is beautiful and continuation of the topic that we just talked about, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum wa aqim salata inna salata kanat an mu'minin kitab mawqut.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا راس واعتدلوا واستعينوا الله في اسم الجاب حاذبين مناكب الأقدام سدوا فرجات بينكم. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا الله سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله